Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing into the death of a man in his 70s following a serious assault in West Donegal. The government is starting a legal case against the British government over its controversial Legacy Act. There's calls for the new superintendent in Inishowen to pay particular attention to a spate of burglaries in the north of the peninsula and seek extra resources to stem what appears to be a growing problem. And police have reissued an appeal for information in connection to a missing Strabane man. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Jordan McDade. First news this evening, a man has died following a serious assault in West Donegal last week. The man in his 70s was pronounced dead yesterday evening. Lucy Peebles reports.
Investigations are ongoing into a serious assault in West Donegal. A man in his 70s sustained serious injuries in the Derrybeg area on Sunday morning. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital and was pronounced dead yesterday evening. A man in his 30s was arrested and detained by Gardaí in connection to the incident. He was charged and appeared before Letterkenny District Court yesterday.
The government is starting a legal case against the British government over its controversial Legacy Act. It's about legislation to deal with the Troubles, which the government says is incompatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. It offers a form of immunity from prosecution for offences during the conflict for those who cooperate with a new independent commission. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says this is being done with a sense of regret.
We prefer not to be in this position, but we did make a commitment to survivors in Northern Ireland and the families of victims that we would stand by them.
Donegal Senator Niall Blaney, meanwhile, has welcomed the development. He says victims' families should have been at the fore from the outset.
This is really good news for all those people that felt really traumatised, that they were never going to get justice in relation to those that were involved in the disappearing or murdering or maiming of loved ones. It means that if we won this case, investigations should open again and the legislation will be in trouble. I think this case by the Irish government will be successful because the victims were a kind of an ill-thought-out effort after the legislation was put in place. Legislation like this should have had the victims front and centre, and the legislation built around that, but that wasn't the case. British government went forward with reasons of their own with this bill. Victims are an afterthought, so it's really good news for lots of people. Without the ability for people to close off the past, it's really hard for people to move on. This, I suppose, trauma they talk about can become intergenerational as well, and people don't get to move on unless they get answers.
And indeed, many of those families that were affected, they fought so hard, say in the case of Soldier F, to bring that case before the courts and then to be hit with this legacy bill.
It was absolutely reckless. I suppose only last year I was in reading McNespie's case was there. I'm just saying that international involved in that, Granny Tiger. They got justice in their case, but there are many others that are very close to getting that hearing. And this would bring an end to the whole lot. It was absolutely reckless. I hope now that proper justice is served.
There's calls for the new superintendent in Inishowen to pay particular attention to a spate of burglaries in the north of the peninsula and seek extra resources to stem what appears to be a growing problem. Last week, Balnacrae Church was broken into, as were a number of homes in the vicinity, while earlier this week, homes and businesses in Moville and Redcastle were targeted, with Gardaí examining the possibility that a travelling gang was responsible. Councillor Martin Farn says the appointment of Superintendent John Grant is to be welcomed and will hopefully lead to an increase in the number of Gardaí in the area.
Say, when you look at the number of break-ins that we've had over the last 10 days or so, this needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. This whole catchment area here over the last 10 days or so, you know, has been affected very, very badly. People are feeling very vulnerable. I'm hoping now, and I wish them very well, the new superintendent that we're getting in Inishowen, just maybe ask them to look at this and see what can be done. People would like to see more Gardaí on the beat within the towns and possibly more Gardaí circulating the areas.
Meanwhile, Gardaí have responded to concerns being raised in Inishowen that a van seen in the area may be connected to the recent spate of burglaries. Messages have been circulating in the locality containing pictures of the white Citroen Berlingo van. Gardaí say the van is most certainly not a vehicle of interest in relation to their investigation and is in fact conducting genuine meter readings. They're urging people, should they receive a message containing information on the van, to delete it immediately. People are advised that if in doubt, when someone calls to your home to conduct a meter reading or to provide any service, to ask them to provide identification. Donegal County Council's Strategic Planning Policy Committee has been told it's important that people realise accommodation centres for refugees are being developed under special direction from the government, and the council has no involvement in giving those developments a go-ahead. Councillor Jerry McMonagall pointed out this week that former retail premises and derelict buildings are being developed as accommodation centres for Ukrainians or those seeking international protection, and in many cases what's being created are cramped living quarters which cram in as many people as possible to increase the owner's profit margins. Councillor McMonagall says more must be done to stop that from happening.
There's planning exemptions for anybody who's turning former retail or derelict buildings into accommodation for the purpose of housing refugees, whether it be IPAS or Ukrainians. What I'm saying here today is that that's okay, but what we're doing is allowing people to make an awful lot of money and cram as many people as they possibly can into small premises. And this isn't good enough. These are human beings at the end of the day and they need to be treated properly.
Police have reissued an appeal for information in connection to a missing Strabon man. Homeowners, local farmers and landowners are being urged to check sheds, outbuildings or any areas of shelter for a sign of 33-year-old Patrick McColgan. He was last seen in the Altiskeen area of Strabon at approximately 8:30 on Sunday night. Patrick is described as being 5'11" in height, of a medium build, with short dark hair, and is believed to have been wearing green tracksuit bottoms. Searches are being conducted in and around the town. Anyone with information is being asked to call police on the non-emergency number 101. The Public Expenditure Minister says new items have delayed an agreement on the public sector pay deal. Negotiations at the workplace relations ended yesterday without agreement, with discussions unlikely to resume before the new year. Minister Pascal Donoghue says he thought the repeal of the FEMPI, the post-recession pay cut legislation, would have accelerated the reaching of an agreement. He insists, though, it's not the government that has delayed the process.
A number of new items have been raised at a relatively late stage in the process, and this has presented challenges in bringing these discussions to conclusion. The fact that there are a number of complex issues outstanding in these discussions is a matter for consideration.
Four sheep have died in a sheep kill in West Donegal. Sometime between Monday night and yesterday morning, a dog set upon the animals with another sheep losing lambs. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, told today's Nigel Nin Show that the farmer is now out thousands of euro.
This bull is going to run to thousands of euro. That's what the reality is here, Greg. Thousands of euro. And the reality is as well, unfortunately, these yokes that have bought their lambs, there's no guarantee that they will come out of this trauma that they're in either, to be fair. The farmers had literally, what, thousands, several thousand euro here. Immediately, whatever it adds up to going forward when the final tally be done, when we know the extent of the trauma and everything else.
You would wonder, Michael, if one dog would be capable of this. Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, to take four sheep down...
I would say it's running pairs or more, Greg, from my experience, and I'll see other farmers out there will share much the same view. It's too much. There's too much damage done here for one dog. It's usually pairs or more, as you see.
People across the northwest are being urged to know their care options this Christmas. Tony Canavan, CEO of the Steeltree University Healthcare Group, says while this time of year is an extremely busy period for hospitals, additional resources and plans are in place to deal with the increased demand. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Be prepared, know where to go. That's the advice from the Steeltree University Healthcare Group ahead of Christmas. People are being advised to visit their local pharmacy for advice on issues such as treating the common cold and to contact their family doctor as necessary. The Now Doc out of Irish GP service will operate in Donegal from 6 p.m. on Friday, December 22nd to 8 a.m. on Wednesday, December 27th, and again from 6 p.m. on Friday, December 29th to 8 a.m. on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dr. Anya McNamara, Director of HSC Public Health West Northwest, says high levels of respiratory viruses, including flu, COVID-19 and RSV, continue to circulate in the community. Tony Canavan, the CEO of the Celta Group, is reminding people that emergency departments are for people with a serious injury or a life-threatening emergency.
There are some areas where climate action needs to take bigger leaps. That's according to the Environment Minister following Cabinet approval for the Draft Climate Action Plan 2024. Two of the key areas of focus are on the unallocated black box funds, which it was promised would be looked at this year, as well as land use changes. Minister Eamon Ryan accepts the draft plan is ambitious, but says progress has been made this year.
People can sometimes get frozen in fear with climate change, or a sense that, oh, we can't be good at this. We can and will be good at this, and there are real signs. There are very significant developments happening where we're starting to see things go in the right direction. We expect electricity emissions to reduce by some 15% this year.
A man has been charged in relation to the fraudulent purchase of gift vouchers in Oma. The 19-year-old is charged with 6 counts of fraud by false representation, 4 counts of possession of articles of use in fraud, attempted fraud by false representation and going equipped for theft on Tuesday. He's due to appear before Strabane Magistrates Court tomorrow. As is usual procedure, all charges will be reviewed by the Public Prosecution Service. Institutional abuse campaigner John McCourt has been conferred with the Freedom of Derry and Strabane. Mr McCourt is one of the most high-profile and leading campaigners for victims of historical institutional abuse in Ireland and is the founder and chairman of Survivors Northwest, who represent victims of historic abuse at children's homes and other residential and state institutions. Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Patricia Logue, officially conferred the honour on Mr McCourt at a special ceremony in the Guildhall. She says the accolade is in recognition of his courage and dignity in tirelessly campaigning for justice for all those who have experienced the horrors of abuse.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for all the latest in sport with Jordan McDade.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We start with soccer. Finn Harps have announced the signing of David Colley for the 2024 season. The veteran midfielder signs from neighbouring Sligo Rovers, where he was club captain. Colley has over 300 Premier Division appearances to his name across spells with the Butter Red, St Patrick's Athletic and Galway United. Harps will start their first division campaign at Bishop Gate against Longford Town on Saturday the 17th of February. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland will play friendlies against Belgium and Switzerland at the Aviva Stadium in March. They're currently without a manager, having not renewed Stephen Kenny's contract at the end of a disappointing Euro 2024 qualification campaign. Kenny's side came fourth in Group B, with their only points coming from wins against Gibraltar. Cross-channel, as the final 4 spots in the Carabao Cup is up for grabs tonight. Liverpool welcome West Ham to Anfield in their quarter-final from 8 o'clock. The winner will join Chelsea, Middlesbrough and Fulham in the semi-final draw. To rugby, Munster head coach Graham Rowntree says he's confident RG Simon will play a positive role during the rest of this time with the province. It was announced yesterday that the South African lock will join Leinster when his contract at Thomond Park expires at the end of the season. The Springbok has managed just 10 appearances with Munster due to various injuries. Speaking to the press today, Rowntree addressed the move.
I sat down with him the first week in November, said there wasn't a contract for him, unfortunately. Within a couple of weeks, this news is upon us. He's gone to Leinster. There we go. We deal with it. We roll on. I have no doubt in his commitment to the end of the season. I've already seen that in the last couple of days in particular. I have no doubt in that commitment, but it is what it is.
On to darts. It was a good afternoon for the Irish at the PDC World Championship. Carlow native Steve Lennon came from 2 down to beat Owen Bates 3-2 in the first round at Alexander Palace. He'll now face Johnny Clayton on Saturday afternoon. Limerick native Willie O'Connor will take on Chris Dobie in round 2 on Friday night. That's after he easily beat Pav Patel of India 3-0, and Cork resident Radek Shiganski of Poland beat Marco Cantel of Finland 3-2 in his debut match at the tournament. Shortly after 10 o'clock, Scotland's Peter Snakebite Wright faces Welshman Jim Williams in the final match of the night. And finally, in horse racing, an 8-card race is taking place throughout the evening at Dundalk. And that's your evening sport.
Thanks, Jordan. And returning to some news, the population in Donegal Gaeltacht areas is growing. However, according to figures published by the Central Statistics Office, the percentage of Irish speakers has fallen slightly. Conversely, there's been a marginal increase in the numbers who can speak Irish across the whole of Donegal. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The population of the Donegal Gaeltacht increased from over 23,300 to 24,220. This included 23,554 people aged 3 and over, of whom 15,549 could speak Irish. The number of people who could speak Irish in the Donegal Gaeltacht fell by 2% between the censuses in 2016 and 2022. The number of people speaking Irish daily within and outside the education system increased from 1,158 to 1,310. There were 4,443 people who spoke Irish daily outside the education system only, which was down from 4,771 in 2016. The number of people aged 3 and over who could speak Irish in Donegal increased by almost 2,400 to 59,130 in Census 2022. This was 38.5% of the county's population aged 3 and over, compared with 38.1% in Census 2016. 20% of people in Donegal said they spoke Irish very well, 32% said they spoke it well, and 46% did not speak it well.
The Seafood Development Agency, BIM, and the RNLI are inviting people who work in the fishing and aquaculture sectors to participate in one of their Man Overboard challenges next year. They're designed to give people the experience of falling into cold water wearing work clothes in a controlled environment, both without and with a life jacket, to show the importance of using safety equipment. The 2024 Donegal Challenge will run in the Errigal Training Centre, Falkara, on the 9th of February. BIM's Ian Mannix says when something goes wrong in the water, things can turn lethal in a heartbeat.
It's a very, very real life experience. I've had the opportunity to do the course twice. I did it earlier on in the year in Falkara, and really it just mimics the experience where if you did fall in without a life jacket, and also then they bring you back to kind of to put you back in a life jacket and show you what the difference is in those two experiences.
And the difference from the word of mouth coming back from participants is very stark.
It is very, very stark. And I have to say, from doing the experience myself, when you go into that pool initially in your oilskins, in your jeans, in your welly boots, the type of clothing that you'd be wearing out at sea, it is very, very stark. You jump into the pool and you then have to, I suppose, survive in a safe but quite a realistic environment, and to see how long you can survive in that kind of a condition. And I have to say, it becomes very real very, very quickly. And then, you know, you're taken out, you discuss it, and then there's this session later on where you get back in wearing your life jacket. The life jacket is activated and it shows you just the importance of having that life jacket and, you know, the difference that it makes. And it really is down to the difference between potentially life and death.
The point's been made that in a car now, the vast majority of people don't even think about putting on their seatbelts. They just do as a matter of rote, as a matter of learned memory. You'd like the same to happen with life jackets on boats?
Absolutely. It should just become second nature. When you get onto the pier, when you get onto the boat, the life jacket is on. It's not even thought about, because if you don't have that on, the difference, as we said, is very, very stark.
A new pedestrian crossing has been installed in West Donegal. The crossing has been put in place outside Glenties Comprehensive School. Road users are advised that the flashing beacons and zebra crossing will be in operation from 12 noon tomorrow. Weather now breezy and mostly cloudy for the rest of today, with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle in fresh, locally strong and gusty west to northwest winds. It will become windy tonight as west to northwest winds increase strong to near gale force and gusty. Highest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A man has died following a serious assault in West Donegal on Sunday of last week. The man in his 70s was pronounced dead yesterday evening. The government is starting a legal case against the British government over its controversial Legacy Act. Donegal Senator Niall Blaney has welcomed the development. He says victims' families should have been at the fore from the outset. Donegal County Council's Strategic Planning Policy Committee has been told it's important that people realise accommodation centres for refugees are being developed under the special direction from the government, and the council has no involvement in giving those developments the go-ahead. And people across the northwest are being urged to note their care options this Christmas. Tony Canavan, CEO of the Sealter University Healthcare Group, says while this time of year is an extremely busy period for hospitals, additional resources and plans are in place to deal with an increased demand. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 20th of December. The death has taken place of William Curran, formerly of 41, Petrie Way, Coolmore, Derry. Requiem Mass will take place on Friday morning at 10 o'clock in St Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, followed by burial in Burt Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, in lieu of flowers to Dementia NI, North City Business Centre, 2 Duncairn Gardens, Belfast. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Moya Jane O'Doherty, 12, Pillar Park, Buncrana. Her remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with removal to St Mary's Oratory to repose overnight. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has occurred of Nellie Strain, Naif Reel, Drumahal, Termon. Reposing at her home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Removal on Saturday morning at 11:15, going to St Columba's Church, Termon, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Stroud, Gloucestershire, England, of Michael Mike Doherty, formerly of Glentoher, Carndonna. Mass will be offered in Holy Family Church, Ballymacroarty, Derry, on Friday evening at 7:15 in his memory. Everybody welcome. The death has taken place of Paul Mooney, Japama, Glenlower, Rimelton. Paul is reposing at the family home, with wake until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Elevate 55, The Loft, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place in Clydebank of Noel Loughlin, formerly of Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Noel's remains will repose at his daughter Geraldine's residence at 43 Brookfield Heights, Carnamugger, Lower Letterkenny, tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Union's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Mass for the repose of his soul, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Church Cemetery, Massmount, Fannad. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Ray Whitehouse, Ramacra, Glebe, Carndonna. Ray's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, followed by burial in St Mary's Graveyard, Clonmany. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.